Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, February 7th, 2019. I'm Zach Hall. First up today is a brand new report from Reuters showing that Apple's efforts to design its own cellular modems for iPhones and iPads is ramping up. Reuters reports that Apple's custom chip chief, Johnny Cerugi, is now in charge of the team within Apple tasked with developing Apple's in-house modems, noting that the team was previously two executives below under Dan Riccio. Reuters says that it still may be years before we should expect to see Apple ship their own custom modems, but the move, which happened in January, shows that Apple is taking the task of cutting its dependence on Qualcomm and Intel for cellular radios quite seriously and making it happen as soon as possible. Apple similarly tasked Cerugi with leading the same effort for processors used inside iPhones and iPads, with the iPhone 4 first to include a custom Apple-designed chip. And Skype is adding a new feature for its video calling app, portrait-style background blurring effects. The feature uses artificial intelligence to detect humans, then blur out the background so video callers can be the focus of the call and not a messy background. Skype says its new background blur feature will start rolling out to the Mac, Windows, and Linux soon, but no word for plans on iOS. And Flickr's new owners, Smug Mug, announced that it will extend the deadline for downloading your photos from the service before they're permanently deleted, unless you pay. Flickr announced back in November that its free 1 terabyte tier would be going away in favor of a new $50 a year pro plan. That's up from $25. The new deadline to back up your photos offline before they're deleted is now March 12th, so take note. Flickr still supports free hosting for up to 1,000 photos. And on Wednesday afternoon, Apple once again closed as the most valuable company in the world for the first time since December. Apple's market capitalization at $821 billion beat out Microsoft, Amazon, and Google in that order, although it's still shy of the $1 trillion market cap Apple saw earlier last year. And Tim Cook has issued a memo to Apple employees on the recent leadership change for Apple retail stores. In the memo, Cook highlights that Deidre O'Brien, the new senior vice president of retail, was part of the team that launched the first online and retail stores for Apple. The mention, of course, a line to sell employees on the change from outgoing SVP Angela Ahrens, who appears to be leaving the corporate leadership world altogether. And also on the site, we have Michael Stieber's interview with Tracy Ching, an illustrator who uses Adobe Illustrator and who has had early access to Adobe's upcoming Gemini 10 drawing and painting app for the iPad. In the piece, Tracy says that Gemini's mix of brushes and features from both Photoshop and Illustrator let her work more easily on the iPad Pro than on her iMac without the need to switch between apps. Adobe's Project Gemini is expected to be ready later this year. And one thing to watch for today is iOS 12.1.4, the update Apple first promised last week that should be released today or tomorrow. The update should allow Apple to turn group FaceTime back on without the eavesdropping privacy bug, but we haven't seen it launch yet. Stay tuned today or tomorrow for that, unless Apple says it needs a little more time on the update. Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9to5Mac Daily and Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates throughout the week.